News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, it's Friday. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Every Friday, right around 9:30-ish, is when we shift over to a fun time for at least half an hour, because every Friday, Sunny Barbecue is in the studio, and Eldon Scott, the chief kindness officer for Sunny's Barbecue, is here, always making it sunny around here.
You almost called me Sunny, didn't you?
I did. I almost, because we were talking about that before we went on the air. That's your fault. But no, and it's one of those things, because you're kind of becoming Sunny,
you know,
around town with that red shirt and the fringe.
They say I'm the mascot. That's what they say. So.
Yeah, not a bad job.
No, not a bad job at all.
Yeah. So how you doing?
Doing great.
You got y'all geared up? We got some stuff going on this weekend?
You know, not a busy weekend this weekend. So,
you're going to get a little bit of a breather?
I'm going to get a little bit of a breather this weekend.
There's the Crawfish Festival this weekend.
Crawfish Festival tonight. They're having the veterans. Michelle Salzman's having the veterans vendor expo over in Pace and at the PSC campus. I'll say it right.
Right.
And so I'm going to pop over there and chat with all the folks. So that's going on, the Crawfish Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Mullet Toss.
Mullet Toss. That is one thing I have never been to.
Oh, you got to check that out.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the pictures and all that, but that's never one that I've been to.
Well, one thing that happened this week that I just want to mention that was one of the best experiences of my life now over 10 years ago, they had an honor flight this week where they take the veterans to Washington. And they took a whole other group of Vietnam and World War II veterans and Korea veterans. I believe it was yesterday, a day before. And I just still think that's the greatest
really
thing
cool.
in the world.
Yeah, Aaron Erskine, who... Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff with Kat, and he's very heavily involved in those.
So thank you to everyone that made that happen, to the families, and thank you, of course, to our veterans.
Really
I always get a little teary-eyed, because I actually had the opportunity to do that, and I was one of the escorts, right? And I had two veterans to take care of. This is back when we took the World War II veterans. And Sue Strong was interviewing me on Channel 3, and she said, "Where are your veterans?" And I turned around, they were standing next to me. I turned around and went, "I don't know." And they were
sleeping on the job.
Running around. I couldn't keep, they were running me. I was exhausted when I got home. They were running around. I couldn't keep up with them.
They were excited.
But it was a great experience. Thank you for those people that made that happen.
You get to do this stuff like that.
Absolutely.
That's one of the great things about being involved in the community. Sometimes you just get to do experiences that, you know, you just.
No question.
You don't know they're on the bucket list until you do them.
That's right.
And then you're like, oh, that's. I didn't know that was a thing to do, and now I got to do it. So
it was a profound experience. I was standing there holding the hand of one of my veterans, and we were standing in front of the World War II monument, and here was a man who had served in World War II.
Yeah.
And my father had since passed, and he served in World War II, and it was just one of those moments that you
never forget.
Never forget. So you made me think of it when you talked about the veterans event that Michelle Salzman's doing.
Yeah, well, there we go. You know, that's why we're here. We wing it a little bit. You know, we wing it a little bit. We don't. Mm-hmm. We got a slight agenda, but we don't try to keep it too tight. You know, barbecue is supposed to be a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, let's talk about barbecue. And for folks that are visiting us this weekend, maybe for the first time, or maybe it's the first time you've tuned into this show.
Yeah.
This is Pep Talk. It's called that because it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. So if you have a question about barbecue, guess what? Eldon is our Sunny's barbecue expert, 850-437-1620. So I guess right off the bat, we always like to say where your locations are.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are going to be downtown for the Crawfish Fest. So when you're tired of all that crawfish, come get some slow smoke barbecue. And we have four locations here in the News Radio area. So we have the one that's located over in Pace, Florida on Highway 90, about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard. We have our 9th Avenue location, and it is there just south of Creighton Road, kind of right there, if you know where the firehouse, where the airport runway is, tucked back there behind the Auto Zone. Quite nice, quaint location. Got a nice little front porch. Perfect this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Sit out there, have a little sunny sweet tea and some slow smoke barbecue. You'll enjoy that for sure. We do also have a banquet room there. So you got those graduates who need a little graduation party.
Yes,
maybe you
perfect.
Don't want to host all the kiddos at the house, and you could think about Sunny's barbecue. You can come on over based on availability, but no charge for the banquet room, just the cost of the food. So for about roughly, you know, $14 to $18 a person, depending on the menu.
That's really reasonable these days. I mean, really.
And that's a full spread. You know, yeah. You're going to get a couple meats, sides, drinks, everything included in that. So it's very
something
reasonable.
Something for everybody.
And then you don't have to worry about paying that room fee either.
Or cleaning up.
We'll take care of that. From setup to cleanup. Yep, we'll take care of it. So whether you have, you know, a large party, we typically reserve the room for 10 people or more. Mm-hmm. 15 or more, we'll do a buffet style. If it's less than 15, we can do off menu. It's a little easier to manage.
Right.
But yeah, just come on. Just give us a call. Reach out to me personally, 850-418-3331, or you can find the nearest location at sunnysbbq.com.
Well, you have two locations that have banquet rooms.
We do, and then that's our Navy Boulevard location. Mm-hmm. Has the other banquet room. Can host up to about 75 there, so can host some bigger parties there. But same thing, no cost for the room, just cost of the food, and the team will take great care of y'all. I got a message the other day. Golly, I'm having a little hard time thinking of who it was, but said, you know, they had the goodness, what was it?
I don't know.
Anyway, I know who it was. It was Yolanda. She was there for something. I don't remember what it was, birthday party, something. And she was like, oh, the team took great care of us. And, you know, they do a great job.
And a lot of folks have worked there a lot of years, and that always says something when you go someplace.
Yeah, a lot of 20, 25-year employees and a lot of long-term team members here in the community. So,
Then we
have our Pine Forest location located just off of Shelley Road. Tucked there just south of the I-10 overpass off of Pine Forest. So back behind the Cumberland Farms, sitting back there, another nice
location.
Yep.
Can't miss it.
You'll see it.
Okay, enough of talking about locations. Let's talk about food.
Talk about food.
So you've got the spring menu. They have a year-round menu that's phenomenal.
I've been put on notice that we got to talk about corn nuggets first.
Okay, go for it.
Corn nuggets, I've been told I don't talk about corn nuggets enough.
Okay,
we aren't talking about corn nuggets. And so you talk about those peach cobbler egg rolls all the time.
Well, they're really good.
But people love the corn nuggets. And I was at the sheriff's department this week and had somebody mention that. So we... We treated the young ladies who are part of the Blazer Academy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office to a little slow smoked Sonny's barbecue for their evening class, and so we were over there hanging out with all the ladies and Whitney and Leslie Molin from Blue Cross Blue Shield or Florida Blue, excuse me, Florida Blue was there. She was doing part of the class, so hanging out with them, and somebody goes, "You don't." What about the corn nuggets? And I was like, all right, so now I've been doubled down.
So tell us what they are.
So basically, I don't know how to say it. They are just like delicious cream of corn morsels that have been deep fried, covered with a little powdered
sugar. So it's creamy
sugar.
On the inside creamy, with little bits of corn, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the outside's fried.
Nice and crunchy.
So it's... Yeah.
I'm going to have to bring those in next week.
Well, yeah.
Might have to.
I was kind of wondering, is today
don't know
the
anywhere,
day that
don't
I'm gonna
get don't know
peach
if
cobbler?
Anywhere else you can get them in town. So definitely check those out. That's a sidekick that you can get. You know, we give away the family feast a lot of times. We don't have a family feast to give away today. We'll do a giveaway a little bit later, but you can do that as an upgraded sidekick on your family feast. So check those out. The fried okra. I had a couple ladies in the restaurant yesterday for from Art Gateway. They're some of the program managers.
One of my favorite programs.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm on the board for Art Gateway.
You are.
Yeah. And I actually brought this little flyer in right here. We're doing Beach Bash, Blue Angels Beach Bash raffle. So
I know. Tell us about that.
If you want to get some tickets, you can go to, I'll look at the website.
That's an awesome, awesome package.
Website? Oh, goodness. I don't see the website.
It's an awesome package.
PensacolaBeachBash.com, I believe is what it is. But you can go to definitely check it out on Art Gateway on their Facebook page.
So talk about that because you get a ticket, the package is awesome.
It's selling raffle tickets. You're going to get a 3-night stay on Pensacola Beach, some meals. I mean, it's just a great thing. You can get to meet and greet with the Blue Angels pilots. I mean, it's a really, really cool package.
How much are the tickets?
Oh, I think they start at $5.
Five or ten.
You can buy multiple tickets. Actually, the more tickets you buy, the more you get for the money. So we got a little incentive to buy more tickets. So the more you buy, the more the less it is per ticket. How about
that? And then the proceeds benefit ARC Gateway.
All benefiting ARC Gateway.
Fantastic.
But those ladies had the okra, and I said, "Hey, y'all ever had the okra?" And they said, No, I said, all right, let me treat y'all to a little bit of our crispy okra. And so they said it was 10 out of 10. So
well,
those are some
if you love
good
okra,
sidekicks that you
best.
Can upgrade. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's good stuff.
And what else is on that menu? Because it's a spring menu, and will you switch it up now in the summertime, or would this continue through summer?
Yep. So the spring menu is just going to roll through the end of May.
Okay.
So you got a little bit of, you got about a month, and May's a big month for us.
Okay.
At Sunny's. So that's Founders Month.
Oh, I didn't know
that. It is also National Barbecue Month.
Wow.
It is a big month at Sunny's. So we got some really cool specials that are going to be kicking off on May 1st. We're going to be doing $4.99 pulled pork sandwiches.
Wow.
All month long.
Okay.
That is a great deal.
That is a great deal.
Don't go today. Don't go today and be knocking on the door.
But you can go Monday.
Monday. Absolutely. Every Monday, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. Yep.
And tomorrow for the kids.
That deal's not going away. Tomorrow, every Saturday, kids and grandkids eat free. So those are two great deals that we...
I always like to mention those because, you know, people are kind of watching their pennies right now. And so it's really nice to know when these specials are going on.
Those gas prices a little high.
Yeah.
And that's everywhere. So
kids eat free on Saturday.
Kids eat free on Saturday. So bring them on in, get them a couple St. Louis ribs and some of those barbecue beans or mac and cheese. And
oh, yeah. They'll love it.
They'll be happy as clams.
I was going to say. Do you serve clams?
No, we don't. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Got my wheels turning for the next cook-off thing.
That's all right.
Do some smoked clams. Who knows?
That's okay.
We did Sunday had Men Who Cook, so we participated in Men Who Cook.
How did that go? I knew you were going to be there.
Got second place in dessert. I'm a little disappointed.
Oh,
you know,
what was your dessert?
I did So we do peach cobbler.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, the peach cobbler egg rolls. For catering, we do peach cobbler.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, it was National Peach Cobbler Day and had the chamber there. We had a little fun. They made a little video.
Good.
It was a good time. But I did a little spin-out. I called it the bougie peach cobbler.
Bougie
peach cobbler.
Okay.
So it was bacon cheddar peach cobbler. I smoked it.
What?
Added some of our brisket rub into the cobbler.
I'm shaking my head right now.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Served it with a little butter pecan ice cream, and then I did a spicy apple butter caramel sauce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
I'm just going to say I would never put all that together, but I have this feeling that it's one of those things that you taste and you go, wow.
It was a pretty big hit, you know.
Like I guess
I said,
so.
Yeah. The dessert winner was made bacon ice cream, so...
Bacon ice cream?
Bacon ice cream.
I've never heard of that.
So
bacon ice cream.
I saw Brent's eyes get about this big when he ate it. So, I'm never happy with second place, but, that's why we play the game,
second is great.
They say.
There were a lot of contestants, too.
There was.
So there was a lot of competition.
30-16.
Yeah.
There,
don't sneeze at that. That's great.
Yeah. Well, second place in dessert. So,
yeah, that's okay.
Take more credit than I get.
This is Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg, talking to Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for Sonny about the menu or a comment you'd like to make, please text it in this morning.
Yeah. And we got that giveaway. So
what are we giving away?
We're
going to
give away just a $50 gift certificate today.
Oh, just
so
that's awesome. That's great. What are you talking about?
Just a $50 gift certificate for some good old slow smoke Sonny's Barbecue.
I want to wish I could win that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I won't look if you break out the cell phone.
No, I can't. There's rules about that.
There's rules about that.
And I like my job.
Yeah,
so there's rules about that.
All right.
So you want to do that now?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's go.
Excuse me.
The fifth caller or fifth texter to text in spring. And I'll talk a little bit about the spring menu while y'all are texting in. The fifth person to text in spring to 850-437-1620.
Okay, and when you text in, be sure to text in your name, your birth date, your email, and the word spring.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
So I can have all your info, and it'll be the fifth
and
one.
And I'm going to talk about that spring menu a little bit.
And
so
I'll be watching the text.
One of the things that we hadn't really talked about, and Tina, the front desk here at ADX, brought it up as soon as I walked into the door, the dragon fruit lemonade that we have. So we got some,
I have not tried that.
Some what we're calling spring sips, seasonal sips. And so we have the... the dragon fruit lemonade, we have a wild berry sweet tea, and then we also have what they call the spring fling. And so we got some, you know, fancy drinks that we have for the spring menu, so definitely check those out. They are delicious. That dragon fruit does It does taste really good. So I'm not going to say it doesn't. I've had it a few times, and it is delicious. So check those specialty drinks out. They'll be through the end of May. Again, of course, we have those peach cobbler egg rolls that we've talked about every time, to the point that I get in trouble for talking about them so much. But, hey, they're my they're one of my favorite things that we've done.
They're good. And so, they're so good. Back you up on that.
They're so good. We have the brisket grilled cheese, which has been one of my longtime favorites for Sonny's, even before I was working for Sonny's. And it was my go-to sandwich at Sonny's Barbecue. So that is back on the spring menu. So definitely check that one out if you've not had it. Brisket grilled cheese, some chopped brisket with a little queso, some cheddar cheese so melted on that good garlic bread. So definitely check that one out if you've not had it yet.
Okay, we've got a winner. Yes, we do.
All right.
Sonny's Barbecue. We do this every Friday between 9:30 and 10 right here on NewsRadio923.com and on the show Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So our winner this morning is Allison. Allison, you're the winner with your number that ends in 2083. You just won what?
Congratulations, Allison, you've won $50 to Sonny's Barbecue for all the slow smoke meats that your heart desires.
There you go. So congratulations, Allison. All you have to do is come by the station and pick that up. I'm going to send you a text with some more information, but congratulations, and we really appreciate you listening to Pep Talk. And we got a whole bunch of texts this morning. Thank you guys so much for listening to this show. It's such a pleasure, and I always wish I had 30 gift certificates to give away this morning with all the folks that are texting
me.
So
you will have 30. It's just going to take 30 weeks to get through them.
That's right.
So but keep listening. Appreciate y'all listening. Love being out in the community and people say, hey, I heard you on the radio. It's pretty.
Yeah.
We did a little teacher appreciation for Alethea Academy this week. And one of the teachers was like, are you the guy that's on the radio?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's always fun hearing and having those, you know, little chats about, you know, doing the radio show. And,
well, I forgot to tell you, too, that I have a friend that asked me that they listen on Fridays. And he said, you know, that guy that comes in, that Sonny's guy, does he really wear a cowboy hat and stuff? I said, yes, and stuff.
He's yes, got the red shoes,
the white
the shirt,
hat, the red shirt, fringe, red shoes, all nine yards. Every time I see him coming.
Hey,
it's great. I love it.
It's fun. It's a good time.
I wish we could all have a job to just go around and be nice to people and give them food.
You know, that's a great gig.
I'll tell you what. But I'm sure it's tiring too.
It's a lot of work. But you know, there's a lot of work when you know you're making an impact and helping people enjoy life a little bit.
Yeah.
And delivering them some great slow smoke barbecue.
Well, and if you want to keep up with Elton, he has his own Facebook page too.
Yeah.
And so he posts a lot of the times where he's going to be and that kind of thing. So you can always stop by and say hi and visit him on some of his jaunts around the community.
Here, there, everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we are in the festival season now. So things are picking up.
It is May. It's going to be a busy month. Excited for United Way. They got their Glitz and Gallop Gala next Saturday.
Yes, the Kentucky Derby celebration. Everybody wears the hats.
Everybody's going to wear the hats. It's a lot of fun. So
I went last year. It was so much fun.
All the events coming up. So this is going to be May is going to be a busy month.
Mm-hmm.
Again, busy in the store. It is what we call Founders Month when Sonny's started 1968 and May 16th and 16th, maybe 15th. Goodness.
I'm not sure on that one. I can't help you out on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 16th. But all month long, we're going to be doing those $4.99 pulled pork sandwiches. We got a pork and rib special. It's going to be $11.99. And then all you can eat pork, so pulled pork, sliced pork, for $14.99.
Great.
So it is a great deal.
That is great.
Y'all come check us out all month long in the month of May, and that'll be some great specials that you can take advantage of and come enjoy some good slow smoke barbecue made by our pit masters and our team.
Okay. Yeah. I love this text and some of the texts that came in this morning for the contest. Somebody sent me in, and I don't have your name, but they sent in a picture of a barbecue, a big barbecue pit with the big flames, and says, thanks for the pep talk. So
there
I appreciate you sending that in. That's just awesome.
Nice. I love getting pictures from folks.
It's great. You know, it's great.
And people have my cell phone number. It's on my Facebook page. And you just get random texts from people. Hey, I'm at Sonny's. I love it. It's always
a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else did you want to mention this morning?
We'll
we've got a few more minutes left.
Talking about the spring menu. So we'll talk. We got that golden tender barbecue sandwich. So, you know, that golden barbecue sauce. So it's got a little brown sugar in it, a little mustard, We dunk those chicken tenders in that. We'll serve it with some pickles, extra pickles, pro tip again, on that garlic bread. We have the peach barbecue sauce, which is delicious, by the way.
Oh, you know what? I have not tried that yet.
The peach barbecue sauce, and I probably don't talk about that one enough.
Sweeter sauce.
It is a sweeter sauce. Get it tossed in some of our wings. Our wings are so good, our smoked wings.
Ooh, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the cheese curds. So cheese curds are always a little fun. They're nice little crispy cheese curds. They get to do the little cheese pool and play with your food like your mama told you not to.
Right.
But it's still fun, and it's what barbecue is supposed to be, a little bit of fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have the onion rings, too.
So those are really good. I did get those delicious. Last time I was there.
And sprinkled with a little of our barbecue rub.
Really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So what are your hours? Because just let people know when you're open.
I know I've tried everything I can possibly do to make y'all hungry in the last 15 minutes.
I'm always starving by 10 o'clock on Friday.
But every location in the local area opens at 10:45. Mm-hmm. And so you got a little less than an hour to be able to go and visit one of the four Sunnies here in the local area. On Sunday through Thursday, we're open until 9:30 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, we are open until 10 p.m.
And you do serve alcohol as well.
We do. We got bars. We got, don't have a huge liquor selection, but we have some of the basic liquor selection. So, you know, you want a little Jack and Coke, you can take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Watch a little baseball. You could have some baseball. Barbecue. Yeah. You got some of the places have TVs.
Little NHL hockey. Stanley Cup season. So watch the little Stanley Cup, last night. Speaking of, the Ice Flyers are sponsoring the Crawfish Fest. So
that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So they had a great season, record-breaking season. So shout out to Greg and his team out there. And they did a great job. And it's always fun going out watching the Flyers, especially when they score the goal. do the little dance. It's always a lot of fun.
See, you can't see him. I get to laugh because he started dancing in the studio.
Yeah,
so I love it. I wish I had cameras in here.
Just a little jig. Hey, there's a camera.
Well,
watch me live
on Facebook.
Tell them about
that. You do this every Friday.
Every Friday, 9:30. We're here with Meg.
But you put it on Facebook.
And it's live on Facebook. So, go watch it. And if you want to watch it back on Facebook, or if you want to go down and listen to the podcast or send it to a friend, definitely do that. You can do that at newsradio.com, right?
Yes, that's it. That's it. I put it there every day. We put all the different broadcasts, and sometimes I edit out the commercials when we have commercials, so that you can listen to the podcast
straight through. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about catering. We call this Moms, Grads, and Dads season.
Oh,
so
perfect.
We got Mother's Day coming up, and then we'll quickly roll into graduation weeks, and everybody's graduating from high schools to kindergartens to colleges.
Right.
All the graduations are happening, so
have kindergarten graduation. It's kind of cute.
You know, you get to see all the pictures, and it is an accomplishment, right? And so, definitely think of Sunny's Barbecue when you have those big parties. Whether you just need a quick pickup catering, need it delivered to you, we can absolutely take care of you on that. Or if you have a big corporate event, you got those company picnics or whatever it may be in that world, we have a catering team that come out and take care of everything from setup to cleanup, bring out all the food, serve it. Yesterday, got to do catering for Arby's restaurants.
Okay, wait a minute.
So
what's wrong with this picture?
On my Facebook page, I made the joke. Arby's has the meats, but when they need the slow smoke meats, they call Sonny's.
That's hilarious.
Trevor Rodabaugh, who used to be at the Pensacola Chamber, he's with Inspire Brands now. And it was a great team. Had a great time.
That's awesome.
They're big supporters of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Mm-hmm. And I know some of the crew from the Fenner ride, where we've done some of the food there. And they've got volunteers. So that was a lot of fun.
That's great.
Sometimes I just want something a little bit different. Why not try Sonny's, So we'd love to serve you.
Where can they go to get the app? Because you do have an app.
Yeah, sunnysbbq.com. Definitely go check that out. Sunnyscatering.com. Download that app. Get all your rewards points. Don't forget, tomorrow, kids eat free, kids and grandkids. And then Monday, those buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches.
All right, Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue. Thanks for coming in on Friday.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks for bringing the sunshine.
See you later.